Hey, what's up, everyone? God bless you today. I'm Coffee with Pastor E, aka Reflections. I want to bless you right now. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor you, Father God, for you are so good to us. And Father God, we pray that this word may resound in everyone's heart. And Lord, that it may impact and renew and restore every person that hears your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's reflection topic is bitter. Topic bitter. And the word that I want to release on you is Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." See, in the beginning of the creation, we see that God gave them specific instructions to mankind. Adam, it was that he can eat of every tree of the garden but the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He would surely die when Eve picked from the tree. It must have crossed her mind, "I touched it and nothing happened." God never said she would die if she touched it. He said, "If you eat from the fruit, you will surely die." I could imagine that Eve didn't know the aftertaste or the consequences of her actions. Her action triggered a domino effect that would affect all mankind to this day. First, we need to know, what does it mean leaves a bitter aftertaste? The word bitter or bitterness is the most sensitive of the tastes, and many perceive it as unpleasant, sharp, or disagreeable. But it is sometimes desirable and intentionally, according to Winnipeg. It may have been desirable at first, but the bitter aftertaste was the result of dying not only a physical death, but a spiritual death. Let us reflect on deflecting sin from our lives and live a life that will honor God in all his ways. Hashtag bitter taste. Hashtag abstinent. Hashtag willpower. Hashtag Pastor E. Have a blessed day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and Lord, that we may be able to abstain from sin. And Lord, it might be desirable, but Lord, that we may open our minds and our hearts, making sure to do the right choices of Father God in life, because we know that it will bring great consequences to our lives and the ones around us. Father God, I pray that, Lord, that this word is making effect right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.